and every power structure wants everyone to aspire for the center, and therefore the more human people aspire the other way. And the agricultural setup is the one that wants slaves to do the work of the elite. And just to prove on how authoritarian we became is that we do not accept anything but from official channels. And as people get more and more entrenched into ready-made way of thinking, it is impossible to get them out. And if we believe in self-sustainability, we cannot believe in the corporate sustainability the economy is bringing forward. And between the desert of agriculture and the desert of an industrial suburbia, only the self is left to nurture a meaningful diversity. And people make statements and gain power, but in the end their statements and power may vanish in a blink. It is the system that enforces its routines and makes us unsustainable, so it is practically paradoxical that we have to comply to its sustainable policies. And if the most powerful people don't allow us to say something, we can let others say it for us, especially if those others are indigenous. And the more authoritarian people only sleep in a place and have all these demands over people who breathe it daily. And we can only live with the realization that civilizations are but enterprises altering the regular course of life. Our nature tells us what is our natural duty in life. It is only civilization that makes us lose our sight on it. It is by now too clear the connection between organized religion and power. And why should we be a slave of someone whose only goal is luxury when our goal is ecology? And lastly, if there's something dear to us, it should be delivered to whom is dear to us and nothing else. There is nothing worse than people pressing buttons to get their commands executed. And in general, everyone can be whatever one wants as long as he or she or they don't feel superior to others. And obviously, when not allowed to fully manifest herself, nature will still need civilization to take care of her. And any ideology is indeed bad, but the one that invites to be more ecological. And we might be unable to collaborate with others only because we are so content with the intimate world we have created. And since freedom is wilderness, others should be hindered the moment they try to domesticate it. And we are not equal, but some of us are more hunter-gatherers and have to learn to protect themselves more from civilization. And the simple truth that we were much better off before progress came about make the most progressive people laugh. And in the end, if we identify the real victims instead of those who are convenient to be called victims, we will fight the real battle. and some people may spot the truth, but then get immediately too busy with all the social credits they earn from it. And luxury, no doubt, brings destruction, because somewhere at the bottom, people kill each other to make it available. And since different seasons require different work from us, all of our works are ongoing. And the thing is that we shouldn't be a new man coming across as perfect, but we should show our human imperfections. And politics are always about a few making themselves important and the rest having to do all the work for them. And the very human culture is the only thing that can rescue us for a very machine-based homologation. And just the announcement of the coming of civilization completely altered any natural environment, depleting it of its resources. And gated natives will never be able to thrive autonomously as natives. And to all civilizations that so much destroyed nature, now that there are no longer any resources to power them, we can just let them kill each other. And power structures have so much taken the upper hand that any rebellion is immediately suffocated. And only following our intuition, we set off for years-long journeys and find powerful meaning. And if only we had the culture before, we could have lost no time in letting it guide us into our accomplishments. And unless we cultivate our autonomy, we cannot detect the kind of religious values the empire is imposing on us. And the attack should never be too violent, but like a subtle pinch of poison slowly set in. And even if the majority cannot understand, its decision turns out to be always the best for the minority. And necessarily the land of the free ought to be mysterious and remote. And only by listening to our own nature we can find our way. And the main difference is between those who are like the cowboys dedicated to work and exploitation, and those who are like the redskin dedicated to mindfulness and regeneration. And since we are trained to be pragmatic, by the time we pursue our natural instinct, we also need to train not to be pragmatic. And we all seem to be affected by the hospital syndrome, since we are all born indoor and want to keep indoor for the rest of our lives. And instead of showing them that we are inferiors like them, we ought to show them we are superior, at least culturally. And what can we do but confront those who just want to appropriate things for themselves? And ironically, subsidies are so that people get money to build their money-making machines. And like with everything, there's not really a problem, but anything that is done with a farmer mentality. And by setting our own limit, we will make sure that we will be able to manifest ourselves within it. and we should be here only to re-enable nature in its rewilding process. And we venture so far into the unknown that necessarily we want to recreate the known in it. And what rich people see as fair, poor people see as elitarian. And only back into a nature that is not exploited, we can fully rejuvenate. And the moment we just decide to have the time to take care of our ecology, no additives is needed. And the less we contribute to the system, the more we are back alive. And it isn't a question of studying or not studying, but ignorance are those who did not explore that much. And to be a native, we ought to be an active part of the landscape we claim to be a native of. And people want to die in peace, but the problem is that they die bringing everything with them. And only the culture of our primitive ancestors can ultimately resurrect our humanity. And it is close to the elements that we ultimately can thrive.